Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
According to an arrest report, police were tipped off about the prostitution at Asian massage parlor.
Tip assist!
On Royal Palm Boulevard.
That picture is so awful.
She's pretty hot, huh?
She looks like everyone's Asian mother.
I don't know if I would pay $50 for a hand job.
You get EKG now.
You get EKG now. You go back to now.
You eat junk food?
According to an arrest report,
police
were tipped off about prostitution at the Asian massage parlor in Margate.
Who complains about that?
An undercover detective.
Point.
Yeah, exactly. Who does complain about it? I went and got a massage, and she jerked me off.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Today is October 28th, 2015. It is 7:06. You know what? No. Here's what I'm going to do. It's 4:06 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada, if you're listening live to the Hippo Juice Show.
6:06 in Las Vegas.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're not on the West Coast.
Las Vegas? Isn't it 2 hours or 3 hours?
They're not in Mountain Time, I don't think.
Las Vegas is Nevada. I'm pretty sure they're California.
Yeah, they're
time.
They're the West. They're Left Coast time.
Are they?
Yeah.
Left Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. And joined, as always, by Marie Don't Call Me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Sabotage.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Sean Running Waters.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Boo, Wendy, taste the burger, boo.
Remember
boo,
when this
Wendy,
was awesome?
Boo.
Well, that
boo,
was
Wendy,
a fad that
boo,
went
Wendy,
away.
Liar.
I forgot all about it.
I just feel lucky that I was able to utilize it at my wedding.
Yeah,
yes.
you really...
Yes, because it wasn't
right at the cusp.
It was.
You were right on the cusp,
it
though.
It was.
We were right at the cusp of that one, but yeah.
Right on the edge.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever played it in another DJ set after your wedding.
Wow, yeah. that's nice.
You retired it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
What's the world retired
your
it.
Your third...
Except for right now. Anyways.
I don't know if career retired it.
No. So welcome to the show, everybody. Hope everyone's doing good. Today is the last show in October.
That is true.
October.
Yeah.
No more October 2015 shows for you.
All Hallows' Eve is this Saturday. What are the big plans for everybody?
Oh, I celebrate doing? With Summer's Eve.
Oh, with a douche? Okay, that makes sense. A nice Halloween douche.
You gotta prepare
yourself.
That's
not a
yourself.
Nice thing to say to Royce.
Hey, that was mean, John.
Hey, I'm standing up for you. She called you Summer's Eve.
No, she was... Okay, forget it.
Yeah, no, I'm doing... I'm DJing two parties, like one on the 30th and one on the 31st, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be busy for me.
You're so cool.
Got to make
well,
the money.
Well, one of them is actually my own house party.
Well, that doesn't count.
Charles and I are doing a house party here, but...
Are you paying yourself for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What's the
in
going
kisses.
Rate?
Going rate is like 300 awesome bucks.
Ooh.
And how do you cash in your awesome bucks?
By putting it in Kelsey's butt.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's you pay her to have sex with her?
In awesome
no,
bucks.
I pay me.
She's got to pay for those tits
it's
somehow.
It's a weird little like money exchange we had going on.
Those tits aren't free.
I would like to see the exchange rate.
It's like that of like Canada and the U.S.
If I have
no,
$10.
Awesome bucks for you are more like Monopoly money. You can use them nowhere and nobody accepts them.
Except for once you're in the game, then they mean everything.
How many awesome bucks can I get with $10?
How many awesome? Well, it's not necessarily, you don't get awesome bucks with actual money. That's not the exchange rate.
Oh,
you have to exchange
how many
fun for
with
awesome.
Like 15 bitcoins.
No, we don't do Bitcoin. Don't
how many hand jobs can you get?
See,
with,
there you go.
Yeah. If I like, let's say I get 10 hand jobs. Like, how many awesome bucks is that?
Nah, not as much because hand jobs aren't that good.
What about blammer?
It's got to be like 100 awesome bucks.
What about blammer jammers?
I don't know what that is.
Blowjobs.
Oh.
You know, blammer jammers and hammer.
You higher exchange rate on those, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. Blammer jammers and hammer jammers are the way the kids say it, in case
I don't like the way
curious.
You're, stop adding jammers to the thing.
No, hammer jammers and blammer jammers is the new thing.
Yeah.
Just like
everybody stop saying jammers.
Weren't those in Pogs?
Listen, Dutch. The thing is, I was hanging out with my bae, and she gave me a hammer jammer followed by a blammer jammer.
Start swinging when I see you.
But it was good, though.
You know, I still see definitions for the word bae. I still don't understand what it means.
It's before anyone else. I looked it up on an African American dictionary.
Yeah.
And yeah, it means before anybody else, apparently.
I don't know. I still don't know what
it means. I just thought it was the way a retarded person says babe, but whatever. You say tomato.
I honestly thought it was
too.
Like, I thought they just took the second B out for no reason.
Yeah.
They probably did and then made up an acronym to defend themselves.
Right.
Okay. Well, so we're speaking to blammer jammers and hammer jammers.
We were.
Jammers.
Florida cop pleads guilty to giving 60 glory holes while pretending to be a woman.
Oh,
everyone
no.
From Florida is stupid.
Yeah. Is this like another sting
everyone
operation?
From Florida is dumb.
Mom. Mom! Mom! Mommy! 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 Mama! Mama! Mama!
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
I don't like change!
Excuse me, office. Okay, I'm not going to read your joke. Former.
I want you to read the joke!
Why would you just say it aloud?
Excuse me, officer friendly. May I suggest a nightstick?
What's the joke?
That's the joke.
What's the joke?
Nightstick is his penis.
From Florida police.
Excuse me, officer. May I suggest a hammer jammer?
Former Florida police officer David Cerna posted ads on Craigslist offering blowjobs from the comfort. By the way, they say B jobs. So that's blammer jammers better. From the comfort of his own house. Johnny would send a picture to his prospects of a woman instead of himself. This is the part where he pretended to be a lady of the night, a vampire.
Vampires are scary.
He would then invite people
or
to.
Or sexy.
He or would sexy scary.
He would then invite people to the back of his house, giving the 411 once they arrive. Who wrote this? A writer from the 90s?
Maybe.
Around back. Let's just assume they arrived to the back door. They would see a hole in said door during the glory hole session. Sesh is what I say.
The John, glory sesh?
Glory sesh. John thought it was best to film it so he could post it.
John, why did you think that?
Because I wanted to get bitcoins and blammer jammers.
That's fair. John thought it was best to film it so he could then post it online, which he did. More than 60 dudes were filmed putting a little something through the glory hole.
Oh, what? Like candy?
Cerna pleaded guilty to privacy invasion.
Like little mice?
Yeah.
Wait, guilty to privacy invasion?
I guess.
How is it
a crime to blow people?
It's not a crime to blow people. I think it's false pretenses because it's a dude. I don't know.
Wait.
Why am I this? Look,
yeah,
this is what it looks
saying
like.
Privacy invasion.
No.
Like, how's that?
Because he posted the videos. The videos were posted.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. Sorry.
He videoed the hammer jammers and then posted
hammer jammer.
The blammer jammers.
They were blammer jammers?
Yeah, he was getting blowed. No one gives a hand job through a fucking glory hole.
Oh, why not?
Because what's the point? I'm not going to try
giving a hand job because nobody can give a hand job better than yourself.
That's correct. No one's ever been able to give a good hand job outside of yourself.
Right.
Has anyone ever just like tried to tie a really pretty bow on the other end of somebody who sticked their PP in a glory hole?
For respect for our soldiers overseas, you always tie a bow around your dick.
Right.
Yeah.
To remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He was caught with that blowing. I mean. Is it
good for him for getting many blammer jammers?
Like, can't he just go get a dude? Like, there's plenty of gay people out there.
I think, but remember, some people he might just got off on it. You know, like
the idea that he's sucking a straight guy's dick and he doesn't know.
Right. But then again, how stupid are these 60 guys? Like, the first thing I would think would be, well, this is a dude. Like, wouldn't that be the first thing you would think? This is a guy. If he's hiding, it's a guy. Like, why would you hide?
But the fact that he was able to based off Craigslist, just be able to just bring these dudes just came, didn't see him and just stuck their dick through a hole.
Nothing good ever came out of Craigslist. That's why I always stick with eBay.
Craigslist is okay.
You get your blammer jammers from eBay, John?
They sell those on eBay?
Apparently.
I get my blammer jammers on Etsy.
Well, that's a good way to get
them. Yeah, because they'll like knit a little dick cozy for
you.
Yeah,
they'll be like custom made. Maybe get
some. That's kind of fancy.
Right. Yeah. Like they do a lot of monogramming and stuff to commemorate.
Whoa, mammogramming?
No, mammogramming. Monogramming.
Do not get any mammograms on Craigslist. Those guys are definitely liars.
Unless you're concerned about having breast cancer, men can get it too.
No, go to a doctor though. Not Craigslist is what I'm saying.
Craigslist doctor. He'll probably give you a blammer jammer.
Fucking both idiots.
I got the results of the test back. I definitely have breast cancer.
Look, is anyone just going to fund my... is anyone going to please fund my glory hole whack-a-mole idea?
Yes, it's already in the... Well, thing is...
Would be so painful.
Do we want to blue sky that or your anal selfie stick? Because we have a couple of ideas out there and really it all depends on...
I don't know who would go for... I mean, unless you're the type of people who... You know, those guys who like to get stomped on with high heels, like the ones who actually like getting their dicks abused. I don't think the glory hole whack-a-mole thing
is going
to work.
It's going to be used with a foam mallet.
Oh, but Roy Black on Crack says, I hate it when glory hole users take the moral high road.
Listen, here's my game plan.
Can you imagine that call to the police? Like, excuse me, officer, I went on Craigslist and I was going to get a blammer jammer. And it turned out, there's the cops calling Dutch back now for his blammer jammer.
Is that a house phone? It sounded like a house phone.
No, that's just the ring of my phone.
Ugh. On your phone?
People saying YOLO.
Boys must be blowing it up.
Yep. So.
But no, my plan.
I got it.
My plan is because I can't just come up with the materials for the poop shoot. If you don't know what a poop shoot is, Hippo Juice listeners, listen to Dutch and Royce last night. I explained the prototype. But I'm going to do the glory hole whack-a-mole first because Craigslist is free and I already have a camera. So just get a video going, get some funding, get some AdSense on that, upload it to YouTube, make enough money from that to then, or PornTube or ElephantTube or whatever the tubes are for porn, and use that money to then make the prototype for the poop shoot and then get that going, possibly through Shark Tank, and then make millions.
But like I said, do you think people are actually going to pay money to get their dick hit with a hammer?
Yes. Mostly Germans.
They do that, but for you to... Here's the thing.
First off,
like
hold
mistresses,
on.
Mistresses, that's a thing. Okay, whatever weirdness you want, she'll do that. You're trying to, like, sell what? A game? Like, what is this you're trying to sell?
We should go to Milton Bradley.
Listen, some guys get off on being abused. S&M,
right.
For example. That's all it is they know that there's a whole bunch of hot guys on one end and a hot girl on the other end, and she's whacking their dicks.
Oh, my balls!
But...
I don't know what's so hard to imagine.
I mean...
Why aren't you guys following
along? The glory
of a
whack-a-mole
thing, it rhymes.
You would need more penises than one.
Yes, you would need 8 to 10.
The problem is that, like, just because it rolls off the tongue well doesn't mean it's a good business idea.
No, that's exactly what
that
means.
You know what else rolls off the tongue?
Dicks?
Semen.
Oh, okay. It usually sticks more, right? I mean, it's more.
I am sure I could find 8 to 10 men that would do my glory hole whack-a-mole experience, and then I would make lots and lots of money off of it.
Oh, it's an experience now.
Speaking of porn, you guys ever watch those porn videos where it's like the male strippers and they're supposed to be like women that are blowing them?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Those are fake, I'm assuming, correct?
There's a couple out there that are fake, but then there's some of the ones that they're, you can tell that they're in Europe.
Yeah, that's I know exactly which ones you're talking about, by the way.
Those ones you can kind of tell they're real because the girls aren't hot.
And the girls
are gorgeous.
And the girls are and the girls are more like, oh, should I do this? Like, there's two different ones.
Yeah, you can kind of tell which ones are fake.
There's the ones where the strippers go out there and like put whipped cream on their dicks and the girls have to like suck it off. But then there's the ones where it's a guy wearing like a bear head or whatever, like one of those.
Yeah, those are fake.
Those are
the ones
fake,
that are
right?
real. I think is like Party Hardcore.
Party Hardcore, yeah.
But the way I read up on how those things work is that they actually so they'll have like 10 to 12 strippers
and a bunch
and then
of
like 120 whatever girls, like actual girls. But then they have like 7 or 8 plant girl.
Oh, so it's like a magician thing.
So they come in and they act like they're just partying, but they're the first, because they always have to have someone be the first one to start sucking a stripper's dick.
Obviously.
I've always said that.
He has.
Right.
It's monogrammed on the back of his jacket.
The girls were the plants are the ones who start, are the first ones to get all loosey-goosey and start, you know, getting the party going. And then they start getting the actual girls who think they're real girls involved. And yeah, those are the ones that are real.
Okay. Well,
but the barehead ones are all fake.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured. I was just curious as to see, like, because I'm like, where the fuck are these parties at that this shit happens to?
Europe. Mainly Amsterdam.
Yeah. Party hardcore.
Sean, maybe you would know better.
Party.
Did he die?
Probably. Party hardcore is more when they're fucking the girls. And
they do both.
Party hardcore is when they're fucking the girls and they blow them, but there's the other ones where it's just the girls kind of blowing them. Like, the ones that I think are real are the ones that don't have money shots at the end, where it's just like, oh, suck your dick behind a towel. Those, you know?
Right.
Versus the other ones where it's like,
it's clearly, they're
clearly paid
actors.
And also camera quality. Like, for me, the worse the camera quality, the better the porn, because it's better chance it's not real.
It's not.
iPhone or something?
Right. I mean, that's the only time when an iPhone is okay, when they don't turn it, because at least I know it's homemade, you know?
Well, here's the thing, though, like with that party hardcore one or whatever, like these girls, they get in for free. They drink for free all night. You don't have to participate in the debauchery, but you have to basically say, hey, if you're coming in here, there are cameras, just so you know.
Maul says, I think I've rubbed it out so much to so much porn, I've made myself asexual. Everything is boring to me now.
See, that's where you're this side of going to animal porn, Maul.
Yeah,
that's
you're in a scary area right now. You don't want that.
You have to take a break from that.
Yeah, take a break is all I can tell you. Take a break and get a hobby for a bit.
Go through the Rolodex.
Yeah.
Let your imagination head. Just, you know, entertain you.
When's the last
moment?
Time you've done an old fashioned? No porn, just use your imagination.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think.
It's been years for me. An old fashioned.
Like a microfiche?
No.
No.
An old fashioned is where you just use your imagination, where you're not looking at pictures.
You're remembering like a time that you had when you were younger.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'll do the mix and match where I'll be watching porn and then I'll also remember, you know, in between going videos. That's fine. But I mean, just sat there and go, I'm just going to rub one out.
Well, I guess you would do that if, like, the power went out and you had no access to any other items. So it's just like, close my old eyes.
No, because even now your phone has a charge. You can charge it in the car. There's always ways to jerk off.
Am I the only one that doesn't use porn or remember old situations, but I make up fantasies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing, too.
Yeah. I think girls tend to make up fantasies more where guys want to just see it, at least in my opinion. You know?
Right.
Where maybe men are more visually stimulated.
I have a question, Marie. Like, what's your go-to fantasy?
Oh, it's never the same.
Then what is it recently?
I don't know.
You're the one who brought it up.
Going to a clothing store with another female, sharing the same dressing room, and doing it there.
But I think you've done that.
Oh, God.
No,
have you seen
done
those?
Anything.
Are some those are some hot.
Yes. The dressing room ones. Videos. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
The couples who film themselves in dressing rooms.
Yes. Those are good. Those are good. Yeah. And I guess you haven't. You've never done it in a dressing room. That's a good one, though. That's because you have the fear of the whole fear of getting caught. You're not supposed to.
Yes.
And then it's another girl. That's the other naughty thing.
Yes. And then it's in a public place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's OK. That's a good one.
I tend to pick things that are very taboo or naughty.
Right.
Because I'm a very good girl in normal society. And so doing something that is breaking the rules, so to speak, usually gets me going.
Okay. That's a good one.
Interesting.
I like that one.
Hey.
That makes sense.
I used to be about that when I was younger. My first girlfriend that I had when I was still living with my parents, when we were doing, we had to, just pick different places to do it because we couldn't do it in her parents' house, couldn't do it at my parents' house. We'd do it in, the car or you know, just any random either public spot or some friend's house. It was always a different area. So
maybe I've asked this before, but what's the weirdest place you've had sex?
On the roof of a YMCA.
That's good. That's really
broad
good.
Daylight.
Daylight? Holy shit, that's ballsy, bro. What about you, John?
I got a couple. I mean, the elevator at the DoubleTree, the lifeguard post.
A lifeguard post. That's cool. That's like Baywatch shit.
Yeah. Actually, wait. The Lucky Street parking garage at Hard Rock. One of the back corner stairwells. One of the stairwells
does not have
security.
Yeah,
cameras.
Yeah, yeah. The stairwell towards the back, not near the elevators, right? The other stairwell. Yeah. That's like the emergency.
You're in a parking lot.
There's gonna be so much sex there now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, my weirdest one was on the stairs behind that bar in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's pretty. I
forgot about that one until just now. Yeah.
That's my favorite story of yours.
I've said it. Mine was the Haunted Mansion in Disney, the ride
on the ride.
Yeah.
Actually, wait. You know what? The front row of a movie theater during Almost Famous.
Back row of a movie theater during Down to Earth with Chris Rock, where he became a white guy.
I've never gotten anything in a movie theater.
Yeah, but. Yeah, no, the Haunted Mansion. I mean, I did get insertion. The ride is, the seat is kind of big. It's a bigger.
Yeah, just ask you.
It's impressive.
Describe how this thing works.
Yeah,
it's like a domed fiberglass like pod.
I to this day I cannot imagine how you were able.
You know what's
to do
the
that.
Most impressive about it, Sean? It was Crystal, and she was a big girl.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the time you and I had sex.
No. Right. It was Splash Mountain right when the camera.
That's right.
You don't remember? We were putting our hands up and the racist rabbit was there in full insertion.
I've done so many drugs between then and now.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I actually have like a fantasy of going to like a like a state carnival and the Gravitron, just having a girl give me head on the
Gravitron.
That
wouldn't. First off, how are you going to get an erection on the Gravitron? That's tough.
She would be stuck though. Like she would be stuck on John's boner.
See, I don't know. The forest deep throat, and there's nothing she or you can do about it because it's just sucking you against the wall.
This isn't a really fair question for me, seeing as how long I was homeless. Sex in a lot of very strange places.
It's a goddamn good point. From Facebook, Rose said, cemetery is the weirdest place she had sex.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Why would you do it in a cemetery?
What is she, emo? That sounds like an emo thing to
do,
right?
Glad to be alive.
That or like tragedy? Freshly after a funeral.
Yeah.
Because
you can always get lucky after a wedding or a funeral. Mm-hmm. Joy and tragedy make girls wet.
There was one time in a park next to the basketball court. Mm-hmm. There was like a concession stand in the middle of the park where like a little thing, but it was closed because it was a holiday. Mm-hmm. So everybody's in the park and I was banging my girlfriend under the awning of the little concession stand at the park.
That's a good one.
Hold on. I have something similar to that and what Marie just said, the wedding. I at a gazebo at a wedding in my tux.
Nice.
My sister's wedding.
Did you just zip your pants down?
No, it's not.
Or did you take your pants off?
No. Nothing came off. She just kind of hiked her dress up. I just unzipped my tux pants.
You got...
Kinda, we came
was
back
that tux?
Like that white
was that tux a rental?
Pants. Huh?
Was that a rental tux?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. That's fucking awesome.
I just remembered that now.
Good move.
That's very, very, very funny. When me and Marie first started dating, years and years ago, Marie and I started dating. We used to stay sometimes in Orlando.
Really put a crimp on an amount of sex Royce and I could have.
Yeah, it was tough. Sean would only be able to film then. So anyway, we were at a
mostly myself.
We stay at my parents had like a little apartment up in Orlando because we used to meet in the middle, and we used to go to the bathroom. By the community center where the pool was and have sex there.
Nice.
Yeah, we used to. It was one of those big unisex bathrooms. Locked the door. I mean, it's kind of sick when you think about it, but
yeah. But that's what makes it hot.
Dad needed to get
dirty.
Off. Yeah, that.
Hey, Hammy agrees with which. What basically kicked this whole thing off is fitting room at a department store.
Oh, that's.
I
want to
try that.
Yeah, I mean, but they're really like careful about. You know what? That's not true. I went to a fucking mall recently. You go to, no one works at department stores anymore.
The store.
You could fuck.
Yeah, it really does because sometimes they have someone specifically stationed at the fitting rooms.
Don't try it at Target. That everybody is watching those fucking fitting rooms.
No, you have to go to like a local, like not chain where they
like a mom and pop consignment.
Yeah,
shop.
Like where they can't afford cameras. They're just happy if you buy one of their things.
Even if you're fucking there.
Oh, my God. You're actually trying the dress room? Please, yes. Take all the time you need.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you buy something, you can fuck wherever you want.
fucking there all you want, as long as you want to buy this $100 jacket with gemstones on it.
I guess the weirdest department store I ever had sex in was on Amazon. It was very awkward.
Huh. You were just on the deep web, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my fault.
That can be disorienting. I know.
I know. It's ridiculous. It is.
Hey, you know what? We haven't done this in a long time. I want to take phone calls on this whole topic. Like, what's the weird? I mean, I know it sounds hacky, but like, I'm interested in these stories. 954-573-2780. If anybody actually feels like they should call.
Call us in with your butt stuff stories.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nobody's calling.
I know.
Sean,
to get the listeners involved. That's my point. I'm trying to get listeners involved here.
Sean, I want to know that's the second weirdest story, because I know you have a lot. So what's another one?
There was a time with the Mexican chick where I was walking back to go to whatever fucking squat it was that we were sleeping in for the night. Mm-hmm. And some Mexican chick popped out of a hotel and was like, hey, I'm going to go walk the beach. Do you want to come with me? And we fucked on the lifeguard tower.
Nice.
In Santa Monica Beach, which was weird. And then there was the staircase at the Hollywood Highland Mall where they do the...
So you've already stolen like everyone else's story, because John had a Life One story and Dutch had a staircase story.
Well, because he lived outside, so...
On top
of... Yeah, but he's actually name-dropping over here, though.
It was on top of a recording studio that... we met Eve in one night. That was weird.
Like on the...
Oh, yeah, that was Joey Palatine from Palatine Records.
On the equipment
Records.
Or on top of the building of a recording studio?
On top of the building of the recording studio. Okay. And then on top of another hotel, or not hotel.
Because hotel everybody, even the mayor.
Right. And you don't want that to happen.
No.
There was an apartment.
Sean, look at me, did you ever do it on the Hollywood sign?
No, that place, from what I've read, is really guarded. Like they it's really tough now to even do anything there because they don't want people fucking around.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to get up there.
And okay, some more coming in from Facebook. Dennis also says a cemetery. My buddy Carlos says your guest room. Okay, well that's that's okay.
I assumed as much.
I had sex in there too. I also had sex in your living room on the couch.
I know. You've had sex in everything I own. I know that.
What year was that MPV that I used to drive? I had sex in that.
Oh, is that when the MPV or when you got HPV? Because I don't remember which
one. It could be both. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, fuck. Your guest room. Fuck, that's funny, Carlos. Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
I'm sorry if that's the weirdest place.
Yeah. Our guest room sheets have to be washed a lot.
Once a week.
Yeah. No matter what.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Should probably buy some new ones.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, I don't really do that anymore. Not for anything, obviously. You get older, you're like, what are you going to do? I'm going to go fucking, for what? You know? Oh, on the roof of a Burger King.
Oh.
I had sex.
It was nasty up there.
It was at nighttime, but yeah, I did.
It was so gross up there.
It was disgusting.
That's where we used to go all smoke our joints and shit on break.
Yes, we used to go to the roof and get high. It was fucking awesome.
Was it gross up there just because there was like leftover grease smoke that settled?
No.
Was it greasy? I imagine it was greasy.
It wasn't that greasy. It wasn't that. It was just dirty. It was the roof of a fucking Burger King. I mean, it was just disgusting and they never cleaned it. It was just, ugh.
Well, also, Royce, in that area, because it's close to Fort Lauderdale Airport's like descending rate, wouldn't they normally jettison fuel in that area? So like it would just hit that plaza in our high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Oh, but Moth says, I have a fear of penetration. I've never touched my vagina skin or the skin. I just touched myself through my panties.
Yeah, if you look up a little bit higher, she said, I've never had sex before, contrary to popular belief, but the craziest place I've ever masturbated was in my health class.
I hope it was during the fucking the STD
talk. I was
going to
say, did you do that? And I've heard this from a few different girls. Like, Marie, do you ever do that whole thing where you basically you sit on the heel of your foot?
Oh, no, I've never done that.
Yeah, you know, like when you tuck your leg up or whatever, just sit on that and just kind of rock back and forth like while you're around people.
No, I have not. But I do enjoy vibrations if I'm sitting on something that is moving or...
Have you ever used your phone?
No.
Like turn on the vibrate thing and then just kind of like left it there for a bit?
Just no.
Porn.
Yeah.
No, but like attachments, like, you know, shower heads that you can unhinge and then use... Like as a hand nozzle? Oh, yeah. Those were good.
Those are good. Yeah. I like a lot of grocery stores.
Where would the most, I guess, the most risque place that any of the people have ever masturbated in?
Everywhere.
Okay, Hope from Facebook says, pool table is the weirdest place she's had sex.
Oh, that just warps the board.
Yeah. I don't know. I've lived in my car for a while, so I've masturbated in a lot of strange places.
But mostly in your car.
Mostly in my car.
What was it? Middle school art class, reading a book. Put my hand in my pocket and I was just like jacking it in my pocket while class was in session.
Sweet.
That's a good one. Have you ever done jacked while driving?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I've done that. The whole jacked while driving.
You get that slight feeling of shame after you come when you're jerking off.
No.
Yeah. For me, that's like times 10 when I'm driving. Because I'm sitting there like with a mess in my hands and it's just like, oh man, what the fuck?
That's what towels are for, bro.
I use towels, but like just the shame of attempting to shift and clean cum off myself at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the coming part, like, you know, when you come, you kind of get a little, you know, where you kind of close your eyes a little bit. You're like, ooh, like euphoric. Yeah. So you
like this guy.
Finish.
I was coming so hard.
Isn't it your dry?
He's cheating to camera.
It's like painful to him.
Moss
like
said
the opening of his penis hole is like too small and like getting that much through.
Moss said
it's like stuffing a waffle through a hole.
What?
Moss says, I made myself cry trying to penetrate myself. My cunt did not want anything to do with that. Even if I could penetrate me, I wouldn't be able to feel any pleasure. It's just a raw, numb feeling.
Well, then you're probably a lesbian.
No, that's vaginismus, bro.
That's fine.
I've actually known girls that don't want
vaginismus. Penetrate. Okay, yeah. I didn't read it until just now. Okay. I've heard of that too. Interesting. Now, is that a mental thing?
No, it's a medical, physical condition.
It really is.
Yeah, I would imagine so, because if it were a mental thing, as long as you got to a relaxed place and you were already worked up, you probably would feel okay with it. But if it's physical, then yeah, I would imagine nothing.
Molly, have you tried sticking anything in your ass? I mean, like, that can be pleasurable.
Maybe. It's possible. But, I mean, I guess if you're already... The ass is something you work up to. I don't think you go straight from no vagina right to anal, right?
Well, that's my point. Well, yeah.
She says she also did it. She also masturbated in her grandma's bathroom. She wasn't wearing panties, so she had to masturbate through her jean shorts. Jesus Christ.
I remember, like, before a baseball game, I'm, like, lying, like sprawled out on my bed, and I had, like, my baseball uniform on, and I had my protective cup and my sliding pants trying to masturbate through that.
Why would you just take it off?
Because I was already ready to go. Because I was waiting for my brother to get ready in the other room, and then like my folks were delaying. So like I thought I could just rub one out before the game,
real quick. Yeah, the quick jerks when you're younger, especially like when your hormones are in full swing when you're early high school and middle school and that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
it was shocking how quickly you could come.
Just jacking it.
Yeah. Why haven't I played that yet?
She says it's mental and medical, Maul says.
Ooh, both.
Oh, Maul says, I've penetrated my ass, but it's meh.
Meh.
It's
meh. That's
how
I described it.
That's weird because of how sexual Molly is, and for her to like have that issue, that's sad. It's like you want to do something, but it just doesn't work when you try. Ah.
Chandra from Facebook, treehouse. She says a treehouse is the weirdest place she's ever.
I've always wanted to do that. Like when I was a little kid, when we had tree forts or just any kind of fort, the first thing, especially like when your hormones kick in, you're just like, I need to fuck something in this. I don't know why, but it'd just be awesome.
You know where I've never wanted to? Inside an airplane bathroom. I've never wanted to.
I'm with you.
There's nothing pleasurable about that.
Why?
Because you think it would be good, and then you go inside one, you're like, ooh, it's much too small in here.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I think every time I go in. I'm like, how the fuck do people navigate this? Like, there's no possible way that this would work.
And I don't get off by knowing that other people are hearing me do it. So, and I know that it'd be pretty audible. Like, it'd be pretty obvious what's happening. So.
Well, that's why you start the water running.
Hope also.
It only lasts for 30 seconds, so you'd have to keep going over and pushing the lever down.
Hope also on Facebook, an abandoned housing development on top of a car. Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's crack sex. That's awesome.
I know. And another one, Chandra, on Facebook, boat dock.
Okay.
Hmm. Boat dock's a good one. That's a really
I've
good
never done
one.
Anything on the water? You guys are live around. You guys are surrounded by water down there.
I've had sex. We've had
any type of boat or anything like that.
Have we ever had sex maybe? On a boat?
Oh,
only cruise ships
on a jet ski.
Jesus Christ!
Moving.
Yeah. I had the same girl that I did it with on a lighthouse tower my friend had a one of those black bottom jet skis. It was a supercharged, so it was really fast. So she was like, "Oh, I'm scared." I'm like, "No, just sit in front of me." And she was like, so she sat in front of me while I was holding onto the handlebars. And she this
I'm assuming this is like after you guys part, because I was just gonna say like that.
No,
might work.
Yeah, like
you have one of the long tabled ones. You know what I mean? They're like meant for like two to three people. That might just work because you can just zoom out in the middle of the ocean or lake or wherever away from people, fuck real quick and get back. That actually, that's plausible.
It was actually really invigorating because like she grabbed my rod and then just like shoved it into like her vag, and she was like, "All right, so let's get this party going." I go, "All right." So I fucking pulled the throttle, and she just fucking just
wait,
like
you attempted. You were doing this while you were moving.
Fuck yeah, man!
Oh,
fat
no.
Dude, fastest wave runner on the water.
And you're no,
yes,
there's no way,
yes, oh, because it was a really, really, really long lake in Markham Park.
What about that time that I got banned from Marie's house for getting a blowjob on the couch?
Oh God, I remember that.
Oh, is this by the girl Hippo Juice? The reason why the show is named that?
Yes,
that's the one.
Yeah. Please tell that story again.
Well, I was just sitting there on the couch getting a blowjob. I mean, it's not much of a story.
Now, keep in mind, Marie's not the one that cared.
I didn't care.
It was her fucking 9/11 roommate that fucking gave a shit.
She wasn't 9/11. She was Colombian.
One or the blonde
she was Colombian,
one?
And the other one was Irish. Both of them cared. But mostly the Colombian one.
The fucking that blonde slut cared?
Mostly the Colombian one.
The first one that first time I ever met that, what was that blonde bitch's name? I forget.
Doesn't matter.
Slut, Mick Slut.
So a lot of people have her first name. What the fuck was it?
Doesn't matter.
Slutty.
Anyway.
Slutty Macbeth.
When I met, the first time
Slutty McTickfuck.
Whenever I met, the first time I met that blonde girl, the first thing I ever heard her say was, "I have sucked a lot of dicks in my life, but this guy's dick is the biggest." So I don't want to fucking hear that she was fucking bothered by it.
But where did she say it? On top
she
of
was
a
bothered.
On top
hot
of a table
bothered.
In the middle of Jennings area,
yeah, like in the middle of the fucking dorm.
UF announced it to everyone.
And now we're making connections here on Facebook. You know how I said one of the girls said Sean just said a boat dock. Hope also said me too. Now they said, wait a second, it may have been the same boat dock, and they're going in Lakeland. So now they're all figuring out. Where's this fuck boat dock? I want
to
go to it.
To call into the show.
Oh my God. Hey, Royce, remember or Sean might remember the prom that you guys went to, and I had those two girls.
Oh, I went to that prom.
Those two girls that went into the little brother's bedroom and started like going like slobbing my knob, and then for whatever reason, someone got a photo of it. And then Nathan got a hold of the film and blew it up to 8x10 size. And now he has a color. I think Nathan might still have that color photo.
I wouldn't put
African-American photo. Yeah, no, were you saying a boat? Like, you know, you don't say Jesse. You know, a cruise ship, we've had sex, but that doesn't even count. Everyone has sex on a cruise ship. I mean, that's.
No, any of the boats that we've been on have been too small or.
Yeah.
We haven't been on any like party boats like that.
Yeah, I know. Not a place where you could get away with, you know, banging. Yeah, I told him to call in. That would be great to actually hear these fucking stories instead of people.
Yeah, because if everybody had the exact same boat fucking, or at least
boat
the same
fucking.
Dock.
Make it a check-in on Facebook.
There you go. That should be a Foursquare award.
Do people do Foursquare still?
I think so.
Some people do.
I think some people still do it for the badges.
That thing was hot when I first joined the show with you guys 8 years ago.
Sure it was when you were the mayor of things.
Right.
Yep.
Someone wants to be the mayor of that fucking boat dock.
And now the upside of this is I'm getting pictures of vag shots from the boat dock. Okay, I'll take that. Anyway, I can't get distracted.
No.
Let me close that. I'm closing that.
We can look at it later together.
He's minimizing it. He's not closing it.
I'm minimizing. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. For later.
Now, Carlos. Hold on. Now a third person is saying, wait, is that the boat dock on Lake Parker? So how many people are fucking this boat dock?
Can you tell these people to call everybody? Already?
I did. I told them to call in.
Tell them to listen to the show at the same time.
Oh, God.
It's hard to move people from Facebook onto the phone.
Yeah.
Considering that you can access both things from the phone.
No, I don't think. What magical device do you have?
It's an Android.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Data is actually my cell phone.
Okay. Well, one of
Data from Star Trek, The Next Generation?
She was hot.
It was a dude.
He was hot.
There we go. That's better.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
I feel like you're getting distracted.
I'm not getting distracted. I was trying to get them to call, but okay, fine. We'll move on to something similar in case they do call. So in the same vein, men are taking photos of their balls, and it's the new thing. It's called nutscaping.
I've been doing that since life.
No. This is nutscaping. This is a little different. What you do is you go to beautiful landscapes. Here, I'll post a picture here in the chat, and you hang your balls like over the sunset, right?
Oh, my God.
And that is nutscaping.
How is it you get a good... Oh, so you're holding the camera with like both hands.
Yeah, under your balls.
Hang it under the balls and snap the photo?
See? At some point in your travels, you'll come across a site so beautiful it'll take your breath away. Nutscaping is photo taken trend, which involves dropping your trousers. You have a caller?
We do have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hello, this is Chandra.
Hi. Okay. We just...
Why are you yelling?
Ignore Sean.
That's just how I talk.
Okay. Thank you for calling. So you're one of, now that I figured out, many people in Lakeland who have had sex on this boat dock.
No, not in Lakeland. It was outside of my friend Becky's mom's house. It was at a party.
And okay.
So just a boat dock, not the boat dock that everyone else is trying to figure out.
On the dock.
No.
On the dock itself?
On the dock itself, yeah.
Now,
what led up to it?
Splinters in the ass.
I got real drunk. the sunrise was just fucking majestic.
Oh, wow. So you were up from the night before and...
Yeah.
Nice.
And now, you, like Sean said, no splinters? It seems like you would get splinters, no?
I didn't. There was a towel down. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Classy affair.
Thank God, because that sounds awful.
Now, nobody wants ass splinters.
Could you tell us the position you chose for boat dock sex?
He was on top.
All right. Yeah. Missionary?
So, oh, yeah, an old fashioned.
Yeah, missionary. Yeah, I didn't want to get, like, because the dock was a little uneven. Like, it was really badly splintered. So I didn't want to, like, hurt my knees.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that
probably wouldn't be conducive to like do something weird like a reverse cowgirl or whatever.
Yeah, same fucking reverse cowgirl. No, we really get fucked up that way. Now, where was the other weirdest place you've had sex?
A treehouse.
Okay.
Okay. Now, kind of treehouse is this? Just like a bunch of 2x4s nailed to the side of a tree, or like an actual legit treehouse?
No, it was a legit treehouse at my friend Jenny's house.
How old were you, and who was it with?
This was actually a few months ago.
Hold on, are you fucking like with your friend's child's treehouse?
No. She just has like a random treehouse in her backyard.
Go on.
No children.
Did she buy the house like that, or did just
yeah?
Did she build it herself?
She rented the house and it had one in the back.
Okay.
But it was. I'm in a relationship, but it's not like an exclusive relationship.
Right.
So it was like a friend who was also in an open relationship, and
right.
Again, I was real drunk.
Seems to be a theme here.
I was going
to
say a common theme is happening here.
Yeah. Now, just get a few drinks in me and we'll have sex outside. It's not a big deal.
Now, back to the whole Splinter thing. Like, what'd you do? Was there actually, like, you know, was this a well-built treehouse, or was it shitty and you were kind of, like, scared for your life, which probably made it hotter?
It was like the Beverly Hills of treehouses. Like, it was amazing.
Huh.
What?
That sounds awesome. From the, you know, like on the DIY network, that treehouse builder.
Yeah. It was.
Now I'm gonna ask a total girl question. After you were done, was climbing down difficult?
Well, I'm a pole dancer, so like, not really. But maybe if I didn't have like the upper body strength of She-Hulk, I probably would have been a little difficult.
No, she really does. You guys that don't know who Chandra is, she is a big chick. She is tall. She's solid, and she'll whoop your ass.
Yeah, you just did a competition, right? A bodybuilding thing, right?
Yeah, I was in the transformation division with the WBFF.
That's so I want to awesome. See what you look like, Roy. Send me. Well, I mean, we don't have to send it to the listeners. I want to see what you look like.
Yeah, I'll show.
Roy, send it to me.
Yeah, I'll show you what you look like.
I won't share your information,
Dutch. If you just go on Facebook on the thread, you can find it. Yeah. There's not. It's not a secret. Just go to the Facebook thread that Roy started.
I don't know what thread you're talking about. I don't know how to navigate this site.
Oh, my goodness. We know
Dutch.
You hate
okay,
Facebook.
Fine.
We know.
She's an Amazonian chick. She'll beat your
Help
ass, bro.
Help me.
Here's what you need to do, Dutch. What you need to do, Dutch, is just stock some tree houses. And you'll find there.
Essentially.
It just, what you do is, it's like a Wile E. Coyote thing. What you do is you put like free booze with a sign in it, and you put it near a tree house or anything made out of wood. Anything made out of wood. You'll catch her.
But he's going to drink all the alcohol before she gets
there. That's right. Dutch is an alcoholic, too. That's going to be a problem.
I've Jesus gotten Christ. Better.
See, that's the catch. There has to be alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's an easy catch.
No one's going to do these things sober.
Thank you, Marie.
Dutch's girlfriend says the same thing.
I'm a lady.
Yeah. Come on.
I have standards.
Right?
Oh, shit.
I have to have an excuse later when someone's like, well, why would you do that? Well, I was drunk. Oh, well, that makes sense. I know. And then you
have
to.
Right?
Oh, man. That is fucking, that's really, really awesome. So it's two and any other weird ones? Any other public places?
Not that I can think of.
Or that you can remember. Because alcohol is always involved.
Okay, when I first met my boyfriend, we went to a music festival together.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there was, you know, there was alcohol.
Really? Getting right out of town.
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
No, but we forgot to stake his tent down. And we ended up it was an all-nighter. And we woke up, his tent was like on the side. We were like lying like on the side of the tent. Mm-hmm. Like we just tore that to shit.
That tent was thrown away later?
Yeah. There's no going back from that.
It's done.
This is no longer something to be used for shelter.
No.
It'll
be used to lay down at new places that have wood to have sex on. It'll be used to lay down on new places that have wood to have sex on, because you have to be green. You want to recycle your sex things. You don't want to just waste them.
Yeah.
You could turn it into a sex swing.
Sex swing. That's a good one.
That's a good idea.
Sex swings are okay, I guess. I mean,
I've never tried one.
All right.
I would imagine I don't have a sex swing.
I find they're better for fucking men in than women.
You're right. I'll give you that much.
I mean, that's just my personal experience.
Yeah.
And Sean is experienced.
Very experienced.
Very experienced.
If you catch my drift. Oh, well, hey, thank you for calling in. We really do appreciate having you call in and letting us know these stories. Not many people are that brave to call and tell those stories. So I really, really appreciate it. You're welcome to call in whenever you want. And you should definitely tune in. I think you'll enjoy it. You are now considered a Dutch. Can I say a friend of the show?
Yeah.
No. I don't need new friends.
Don't listen to Dutch. He's an asshole. Listen, I say you're a friend of the show. Marie, friend of the show?
Friend of the show.
Sean?
Friend of the show.
Okay, John?
Friend of the show.
Okay, Dutch, outvoted. You're a friend of the show.
Damn it. I hate democracy.
Right. Yeah, Dutch really does hate democracy.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate
you
it. Take it easy. Bye bye.
By the way, I'm looking at pictures of her. She really is built.
She's a big... Yeah, man, I'm telling
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she'll whoop your ass, bro.
It's funny because I talked to her on Facebook and then I met her at a party and I was like, oh, I had to look up. I'm like, wow, you are tall. I was like, Jesus Christ.
She really is built like an Amazon.
Yeah.
I met her sitting down, so it wasn't fair.
Yeah, you were also drunk when you met her.
Yes, I was.
Very, very drunk.
Yes, I was.
Anytime I meet a chick and I'm like, oh, you're wearing heels, but you're only an inch shorter than me. This is scary.
Yeah. I was like, okay, hi, how are you? I was like, what's going on?
That's all you are. That's got to kind of like take you off guard because show used to just craning down when you actually have to like tilt your head up a little bit to talk to people. It's got to be disconcerting.
Okay,
it's comfortable.
Now this is.
I don't have to crank my neck down to look at you, fucking peons.
This is a funny little thing. Rose said on Facebook, a cemetery. Remember, Dennis also said a cemetery. Sherry asked with Rose. Dennis says, I cannot neither confirm nor deny that.
Oh, scandal alert.
Hope said another one here really quick. A group room at a swingers club. Ramcat says, at work on top of my fuck of a general manager's jacket because he sucked ass and lived with his mom when he was 30. top three best sex I've ever had.
Oh, bravo.
Mark is one of my favorite individuals ever.
Oh, fuck. He's awesome. He's at a party. If not, he would have called in tonight. God,
Because I rarely re-listen to the show because I hate the sound of my own voice. I re-listened to last week just for when Mark called in and was so mad
at Star Wars.
Star Wars. It was just the visceral hatred he had and how pissed he was.
Ridiculously funny.
It's just a weird thing to be mad at.
He's one of those guys that really enjoys like random acts of cruelty for no reason.
Right.
And like sadness and thing. Other people's sadness make him.
He's a big
so
fan
happy.
Of bullying, I would imagine.
He's awesome.
Not bullying so much as other people suffering.
Right. Hence bullying.
Well, no, because that's kind of fucked up, bro. You shouldn't bully people.
Whatever.
You're bullying's a fucking
fun.
Asshole.
I actually realized it this afternoon. I'm like, oh, my God, being a bully and making fun of people is fun.
Picking on your mom does not count as bullying.
Yes, it does.
Oh. It was with my two of my younger brothers, and we were just trashing each other. I'm like, oh, this is fun.
All right. Really quick, before we go to break, I do want to finish Nutscaping because I would like people to try it themselves.
Oh, right.
Are you going to try Nutscaping?
I'll Nutscape.
You have to find a nice location. You can't just Nutscape.
You want me to read
it? No, it tastes like man balls.
Well, what you want to... Sorry,
does
go
ahead, does it have... what if you dunk it in like dip or something? Or does it
No. First off, the website is nutscapes.com if you want to check them out. Now, here's how it works. There's the rules. How to Nutscape. Number one, find yourself somewhere awesome. Turn your back to the awesome scene. Drop your pants. Bend over and shoot the Nutscape through your legs.
Oh, you bend over to do it.
Okay, so you just... Okay, you're folding.
That makes more sense, so you can get the ball sack in frame.
Right. Yeah,
I was thinking that you were just like tucking the phone underneath the front of you and snapping it blindly, but then, you know, you can actually see what you're doing if you're bending over.
Well, wait. Couldn't this be an opportunity to pull out Marie's poop shooter?
Marie, the poop shoot, you could use it for Nutscaping.
Also doubles as a Nutscaper?
You don't even have to turn around.
I just think it's an all-around multi-versatile genital photo-taking apparatus.
That's good. It's very wordy, though.
Yes.
Very, very wordy.
Well, that's why I went with the poop shoot.
Fucking ramp.
Yeah, that's the name, but we'll get wordy in the infomercial.
We'll give you tips and tricks on how to make glorious photos, obviously.
Just the tips.
Start a Pinterest board, probably. Instagram, you know, the norm.
Oh, shit. All right. Well
I kind of expect all of you boys now to have some sort of Nutscape by the end of next week.
Yeah, we have to find a really nice place, though. Like, it has to be really... Here's the thing with Nutscaping,
like bathroom?
No, nice. No. It's got to be, like, pretty... Look, what we got to do
all right,
is...
All right, I'm sending you a picture of my nutsack right now, Roy.
I mean, you can if you want. If you want me to add it to the collection of your genitals that I have on my phone, it's fine.
I have a folder. Between Sean and I...
I have so many... Like a gig worth of... I can't.
Shit
it's
and genital
so
shots.
So many.
It's kind of bigger than any gay porn site that you've ever been
it
to.
It is. It really is. Why do you think I have so many different backgrounds on my phone every week?
Now, you know, we are going to a wedding in two and a half weeks.
Oh, we're going to Nutscape at that wedding. And that's the best part about Nutscaping. You know what the best part about Nutscaping is?
Ooh, I'll be there. Let's do that.
Yes.
You were so excited.
We don't have to do it ourselves. We could have somebody else do it for us.
Sean, you can help Royce, and Royce, you help Sean,
okay,
and you can Nutscape
each
other.
Okay, yeah, we'll totally Nutscape.
Well, then who's going to help Ramcat?
Oh, three-way Nutscape.
Don't worry, there'll be plenty of Nutscaping to go around.
Yeah, there will be a lot. It's okay, fine. Or Nutscape this Halloween. Maybe find a really, doesn't matter. Look, find a nice area.
Maybe a really scary house and nutsack the shit out of it.
Maybe a tree house, a boat dock, whatever. And Nutscape there as best as you can.
Find your own personal Nutscape.
You know what? My personal Nutscape? Lord Jesus Christ.
I find this sexist. How are women supposed to participate in this?
Well,
thigh gap space.
No, no, it has to be genital. Boobscape. Same thing. Hang your boobies. Hang your boobies. You hang your boobies down. Okay, take your bra off. Okay, Dutch, check it. You're already looking at me. I'm going to explain.
Dutch, take off your bra. Okay.
You take your bra.
I don't have one.
You take your bra off. You
take it off.
You hang them. You hang your boobs forward. There you go. Can you do the one-handed, Dutch? I did that to Marie the day when I got bored. I just took her bra off up under her shirt one-handed. I go, just wanted to see if
I used to be great at that. I haven't.
I did it.
It's one of those things you got to practice, like riding a bike.
I told Marie, I was like, I just wanted to see if I could still do it. And I could. Anyway, you bend over with your boobs. You put the camera behind your boobs. You know what I mean? And you take a picture of your hanging boobs. You know what that's how you do it.
Right.
Or the girl bends over and you go between her legs, you know? And
so then the boobs are hanging. Just send me pictures of your boobs, everybody.
Right. Right. And we'll do it that way. I think
send them to the Hippo Juice account so all of us can see them. That's nice.
What are you eating?
There's so much barbecue chicken on this plate. I don't know how I have it.
Just
right in a minute, you couldn't wait to stuff your face
the food
then.
And then
I've been eating for the last 20 minutes.
I know. It's been annoying everybody.
Good.
Don't do it.
All right. Let's go to break. After break, we'll have more stuff. Hopefully, it won't be sexual. Maybe it will. You might get lucky. And
stay tuned. You'll listen to Sean eat.
And nuts.
Are we going to let him get away with that bad pun?
Yes.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
The Wholesome Rorschach Show is back on MoreLikeRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce.
I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit. Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed off.
My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. You don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick. I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad at us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Dirty Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da Poopy.
Papa da Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Biff Tannen Museum, dedicated to Hill Valley's number one citizen and America's greatest living folk hero, the one and only Biff Tannen. Of course, we've all heard the legend, but who is the man? Inside, you will learn how Biff Tannen became one of the richest and most powerful men in America. Learn the amazing history of the Tannen family, starting with his great-grandfather, Buford Mad Dog Tannen, fastest gun in the West. See Biff's humble beginnings and how a trip to the racetrack on his 21st birthday made him a millionaire overnight. Share in the excitement of a fabulous winning streak that earned him the nickname the luckiest man on earth. Learn how Biff parlayed that lucky winning streak into the vast empire called Biffco. Discover how, in 1979, Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling and turned Hill Valley's dilapidated courthouse into a beautiful casino hotel.
I just want to say one thing. God bless America.
Meet the women who shared in his passion as he searched for true love. And relive Biff's happiest moment as in 1973 he realized his lifelong romantic dream by marrying his high school sweetheart, Lorraine Baines McFly.
Third time's a charm.
No! No! Hey, go!
Hey, wait, you come with us upstairs.
There you go, Sonny. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
The easy way. The power of love is a curious thing.
second hour Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Fun first hour. I mean, I guess we should try to get to some of the topics.
I think we goofed off long enough.
And the problem is that there's so many things are still coming in, but I'm just going to...
We're just going to have to let it
slide.
We're
going to have to let them go.
We have to move on.
We have to.
There's important things.
Not really, but the whole first hour was ridiculous.
Was also important.
Oh, fuck.
Important talks have been had. In fact, they should just send it to the political debates going on, you know? I feel like that these should be questions addressed to... You know, the party's running, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. We should ask the GOP convention. What's the weirdest place you've had sex? And, yeah, I know it's ridiculous how many are still coming in. Like, obviously we have to move. I cannot keep reading these, but, unless like really sexy, but you know, so far they're meh. So
what's next?
Well, Sean sent one to me before the show. McGruff, the crime dog actor, gets 16 years in prison.
Aww.
Galveston, Texas. Unmute your mic, Dutch.
Can we guess what it is?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to guess child porn.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Anybody else have a guess?
Breaking and entering?
Nope.
Assault and battery?
Nope.
Assault and pepper?
And they're in effect, but no. John Morrills, the actor who played the crime-fighting cartoon character McGruff the Crime Dog, was sentenced to 16 years in prison, stemming from a 2011 arrest, which police seized 1,000 marijuana plants. That wasn't the issue, though. Now, here comes the real issue. 27 weapons, including grenade launchers.
What?
9,000 rounds of ammunition.
He was just trying to protect this house.
Wow.
Well, yeah. What if he was really trying to take a bite out of crime? He was just going to be like a vigilante.
Scruff. McGruff. Chicago, Illinois.
60652.
The sentence was handed down Thursday, just 3 days after the 41-year-old actor pled guilty. Morrills insisted during the sentence hearing that he was nonviolent, but U.S. District Judge Vanessa Gilmore Girls said, "Everything I read about you makes you seem like a scary person."
Not the marijuana thing.
That's such an unjudgy thing to say.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean,
you seem like a scary person.
He didn't kill any. He had the guns and ammunition.
Like, kind of creepy, like, and sort of like, eh.
Does this judge work for BuzzFeed?
Did he illegally acquire all these things, or
I don't?
Or,
no. I mean, if
I'm assuming
for
illegally,
20. Yeah. Look, you couldn't legally acquire a grenade launcher.
Right.
That sounds like a challenge.
Or get permits for that many guns.
Yeah. Morrills insisted during this, said that McGruff, the crime dog, is a cartoon. We know who he is. And the Ad Council in the 1980s, the National Crime Prevention, the cartoon figure was used by the U.S. police in spreading crime awareness and perhaps known for the best tagline, "Take a bite out of crime." Now, 16 years. Do you really think 16 years for that? I don't think, like, I know he shouldn't have had... Listen.
They fucking threw the book at him.
He shouldn't have had the guns, and he had pot. Okay, first off, all agree.
How much pot did he have, and what state is this in?
Here you go. Texas. 1,000...
They don't care about the guns. It's the pot.
It's 1,000 marijuana plants.
Okay, look. That's the reason why he's going for 16.
I agree with that. But I don't think 16 years. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, obviously not. We all agree on
that. It's the combination of both drugs and
weapons. I think that's where you get fucked up, is when you have both.
Yeah.
That's what fucks you.
If you want drugs, have drugs, but don't have weapons. If you want weapons, have weapons, but don't have drugs.
I do agree with that. I think that that's a good rule to live by. You shouldn't have both. And I mean, if you do have drugs and have a gun, make sure it's one gun that you legally own, because they think they can't get you for that.
How many did he have again? How many guns?
He had 27 weapons, including a grenade launcher.
You know what? Just don't live in excess for anything.
You know what this sounds like? 27 weapons, a grenade launcher, 9,000 rounds of ammunition. And in Texas with the pot plants, he was probably one of those doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like exact. And they have the plants. Most of those people have the pot plants, not even to smoke.
Telling you, man, like when that whole zombie shit hits up, my pot is going
to
be worth like gold.
Exactly. But that's true. Like, you know, and the same people that hoard booze, you know, when they worry about if something happens that they have enough, you know.
Right. For like currency or whatever.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, I've watched.
I agree with that. Doomsday.
So now, but look, listen, 16 years. Come on. Okay, take his guns. Fine. But 16 years,
he'll probably maybe serve 4 and then have the rest.
I think you're right, though. It's Texas.
And
Texas,
nonviolent crime.
Texas doesn't care about the guns.
They
don't
give a fuck.
Actually, they care for their guns.
Yeah, Texas. And now, by the way, if this was in California, they would put them away for the guns and not the pot. I think you're right. I think, but that you're right. You know, the only thing that I disagree with is how you exactly what you said. The way the judge said that, you seem like a scary person.
It's just you're like kind of like creepy and icky and like
the thing.
Totally not cool.
I just don't agree with anything in excess. You can have one gun. You can have one.
How could you not like
in
excess?
In excess is a great band. Right?
No.
Fantastic.
No, not INXS. In excess.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, in excess is great.
Yeah.
So if he didn't have the pot plants, do you think it would have been just as severe?
If he didn't have the pot plants.
In Texas?
No, probably not.
Now, here's the kicker, though. The grenade launcher.
The grenade launcher's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. That's,
I don't know. It's Texas. It's kind of what you get with your driver's license when you turn 16.
That's a good point. And here's your grenade
launcher. Like that or like an airsoft gun, you pussy.
So then the grenade launcher was a functional one? It wasn't like decommissioned?
I think it was.
Well, what's the point of having a decommissioned
grenade anything.
Collectors. People just have it.
That's gay.
That's a good point.
I mean, people collect like World War II memorabilia. Nobody collects grenade launchers.
Maybe grenade launcher from World War II.
I don't think you.
I don't think you.
Those are things I've seen of guns way too many times. The shit that they would pull up in that driveway and this guy gets 16 years. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'll have you know I have this ye olde grenade launcher.
Ye olde.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a Revolutionary War grenade launcher.
Okay. Look,
what?
Guys. It's got some patina on it, you know.
Let's do this. Let's move to a kind of a sexy story, okay?
Oh, we haven't had enough of those.
This one's sexier than grenade launchers.
You ready,
Sean?
Yeah,
that is kind of sexy.
Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Woman arrested for masturbating with Jimmy Dean sausage in a Walmart bathroom.
Oh, I heard. I heard this story.
She has to be just a mess of a woman.
She is not sexy.
She looks like someone that would masturbate with a Jimmy Dean sausage.
She sounds
hot.
Oh,
my God. That has to be fake.
You know what she looks like?
I want sausage.
She looks like Big Hugh from Breaking Bad in a wig.
Oh, my God. You're right.
The side of her face is eating her face.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's as if somebody hooked her nose and is pulling her face from behind her head. It's just caving inward.
She looks.
So this
burnt.
Is what happened to Big Boy from Outkast.
And she has this look on her face like, I needed that sausage. You don't know a woman's scorn until she needs a sausage.
Need me sausage. Some Hickory Smoke goodness.
Police are calling this crime of the unthinkable. Something that most people would never imagine doing. I guess that's a weird place to have sex. On Monday, police were calling the Louisiana Walmart under suspicion that a customer was shoplifting food. According to the complaint, a Walmart worker radioed security about a suspicious woman in the meat section. Security cameras filmed 33-year-old...
I love my meat.
Shaniqua Johnson.
Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Thank you.
Is Shaniqua there?
White girl.
Shoving sausages under her shirt. CCTV footage.
I wasn't going to take them. I was just going to use them and put them back.
Footage shows that the woman walking to the bathroom where she remained there for 30 minutes.
Oh, she was going to town.
The male security guard says he knocked on the bathroom door several times, but the woman didn't respond.
I smelled cooking sausage and I wondered what was going on.
He then announced
cooking to Birkin.
Birkin.
He then announced that he was entering. What he found behind the door.
I'm coming.
What he found behind the door of the unlocked stall is something he said will haunt his dreams forever.
This woman.
Oh my God.
This.
So this is what's causing cancer.
The security guard reports when he entered the stall, Johnson was inappropriately pleasing herself with a Jimmy Jean package of sausages.
I think it was pretty appropriate for her.
He said that when he entered, she didn't even stop. She just started staring at me and kept going.
With that face.
You like what you see?
Yep. Just jacking it.
You want a couple links?
Do you think she was brand loyal?
Shocked and also frightened by she wasn't.
That's the original shock and awe.
She wasn't going to use the Equate brand. Shocked and also frightened for his safety due to the fact that Johnson is a big girl. The 140-pound security guard said he ran out until the police arrived.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, he is just a bowl of a man.
Oh. When they did, the female officer entered the restroom with Johnson still putting in work with the sausage.
She still was going.
All in all, it took seven police officers to restrain her. and pry the victim's sausage out of the woman's hands. She was arrested and taken into custody where she charged with shoplifting and indecent exposure.
Why do you need
arrest.
To take the sausage away? They're not going to return it.
No, they're just going to, as long as the packaging was still on the
it's
item,
Walmart.
They're probably reselling it.
I have a question. Hold on. Seven police officers, was that a Royce edit or real?
No, really. The seven police officers, the restrainer.
Seven people had to fight this wildebeest off?
Mm-hmm. Walmart.
Wow. She looks like she's like 300 plus.
Walmart, more than that. Walmart management said no way do they tolerate this type of behavior. They have a strict policy against shoplifters, and a sign in the bathroom clearly reads, no merchandise allowed beyond this point.
She looks like one of those, you know, like those Cabbage Patch dolls that like got like left out in the rain for too long?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for her to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow on a ukulele.
Okay, that guy's dead. R.I.P.
Oh.
He's been dead for
anybody
quite a long time.
This?
Fuck.
Rorschach says she looks like a goddamn predator.
Yeah.
Anybody Snopes this? Because I'm having a feeling this is not a thing.
Well, let's Snopes it. Let's check it out. I mean, I don't... You know.
The story or...
Yeah, it does sound kind of out there. I agree with it. Sausage.
No, it doesn't.
Like
dude, how many stories do we read every week from Florida that are way weirder than this?
The masturbation part. Yeah, the masturbation part does not surprise me, but the seven police officers to restrain her does kind of sound a little off.
No, there's a few sites with this.
It's for real?
There's a few sites with this.
I don't know if that makes me happy or sad.
Yeah, no, it's not on Snopes. No,
where was this
again? There's a few North Carolina. No, I'm sorry, Louisiana. I apologize. Louisiana.
Hmm.
You know, the state of progress.
Indeed.
So, like, did she not have, like, money or food stamps to buy this thing and just take it home with her?
Or well, she had to get that sausage in her as fast as she could.
Yeah, she could just enjoy the rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, this is, hold on.
We talked about the whole first segment.
I mean, really, if you think about it, a sausage is a pretty good device to use as opposed to, say, like a cucumber, because it's probably going to be oily already.
I hope it's real. I mean, I don't know. I'm not seeing anything on Snopes that says it's not, so who knows?
Who cares?
But
I thought I saw something about this.
Yeah, let me know if you see it.
Whenever I see articles like this on Facebook, I immediately think it's fake.
Well, yeah, because there's so much fake stuff out there. I don't blame you.
Do you want to use this as a segue to talking about, I forget if it was John or Sean alluded to it earlier.
I wouldn't want to use a segue ever because they kind of look gay.
The processed meat?
The processed meat story.
Say goodbye to your favorite meats because having that burger could be as much of a health risk as having a smoke. A research division of the World Health Organization released a report Monday that claims processed meats like bacon and ham cause bowel cancer,
delicious.
The third most common cancer in the world. Health leaders say processed meats are the third most common cancer in the world. Health leaders say processed meats are as much of a cancer risk as cigarettes, alcohol, and even asbestos. Red meat is also joining the list. Although fresh meat is considered slightly less of a risk than preserved products, researchers still found it can lead to cancer. If history is any indication, the news could prompt new dietary guidelines and warning labels on meat packaging that could rattle both the fast food sector and the farming industry. Last year, sugar sales fell right after health officials issued a warning on the overconsumption of sugar. But the meat industry is fighting these new findings. The North American Meat Institute criticized the report, claiming it defied both common sense and dozens of studies showing no correlation between meat and cancer. It also pointed out red meat is rich in protein, a good source of vitamins including iron and zinc, and a key part of a balanced diet.
I've read a bunch of different stuff on both, and not the meat industry, forget that. I've read different doc. It all...
Excuse me, would you like to taste my smoked meat log?
So...
Guardian, former Institute of Cancer Research Richard Knox said most cancer deaths will not be due to bowel cancer, and even fewer linked to meat consumption.
Because I've read about, on both sides of it, I've read everything about this, and first off, people don't, at least most normal people don't eat bacon as much as they smoke cigarettes. So right there you have a different, you know, not everyone's eating bacon every day.
What is based on that sentence you just said? Like, what scientific fact? Most people don't eat bacon as much as people eat cigarettes.
Smoke
cigarettes. There's no basis in any fact
Dutch.
In what you just said.
Yes, that's from what I read. I'm not making
Dutch,
this up.
You used to smoke cigarettes, correct?
I still do.
How many cigarettes do you smoke a day?
About a half a pack. So
okay. How much bacon do you eat a day?
Every day.
You eat
but
bacon every day.
How many slices?
How many slices?
Well, no, here's my point. Not everybody smokes, but everybody eats bacon.
No, okay.
You misunderstand me.
Muslims don't eat bacon.
Overconsumption.
Okay. The study is overconsumption.
When I read the study, here's what it said. It says you should cut back your bacon consumption to 500 grams a week. And your red meat consumption is 700 grams a week.
Yeah, so, I'm not doing that.
No, I understand what you're saying. But unlike cigarettes, where they say you just don't smoke.
Why
you know?
Is this surprising, though?
No, obviously, it's
seriously.
Not.
Why is it surprising that when you
it's not.
Add a bunch of shit to food, that it makes that food not good for you?
Well, no.
Yeah, it's not the bacon part so much as it is, I think it's the process part.
They're not talking.
It is the process part, but because they said that fresh meat is healthier for you.
They said even red meat added to the list, but red meat's a little. I read the whole article said red meat is still can cause bile cancer, not as much as processed meats. That's why they said 700 grams of red meat, which I think is like 24 ounces a week. And bacon, 500 grams, which is what, like 17 ounces
somewhere
a week? Something like that. So it's not that you can't eat red meat or you can't eat bacon. It's that you can't, you really shouldn't eat it all the time, is what they're saying.
And even still, the comparison is still saying that smoking has a higher risk of causing cancer than consuming an excess amount of bacon. Like... still a significant amount more. Like, you would have to eat a lot of bacon for a long time.
Like, for example, Marie and I eat bacon maybe once a week. You know?
Like, on Saturday or Sunday, we'll fry up a pack of bacon.
Right.
And,
or sausage, maybe once a week.
Right.
But
here's the thing, though, mm-hmm. is that this entire study or whatever, it seems like it comes out every 5 years, the new thing that gives you cancer. This isn't anything different. I mean, what the fuck ever? Who cares? The thing is that, like, I'm probably going to die from cancer. Whether it be lung, stomach, pancreatic, it doesn't matter. It's going to get me because it's very prominent in my family. So that being said, I'd rather just live my life and be happy with my bacon and my cigarettes and my booze than sit there and be worried all the time. Like, oh, don't do it because you get cancer. Because there's certain people who live a completely healthy lifestyle and then they just get cancer because God says, fuck
that,
you.
That is the truth. When it comes to stuff like cancer and heart disease, genetics
God's
is
not real.
Genetics you know what I mean. Is genetics is genetics is more important than anything else. Genetics right. is what yes. gets you. It's just what it is. Genetics is... what really is fucks you up the most. Like
right.
you said.
So I'd rather be happy with the life I'm having right now and do what I want to do and be satisfied with that than sit there and have to, you know, worry about something which could just be a genetic crapshoot.
Rorschach says, if I ate two bacon double cheeseburgers, how many grams is that? Well, it depends on where you got it from.
Why is he asking about weight? I'm looking in the chat room here. Why is he obsessed with, like...
I guess he's trying to figure out how many slices of bacon is equal to 500 grams, which they recommend that you have. He's trying to figure out how many slices you need to reach that number.
Well, there is Google, which will tell you that gram.
Is that like Bing? Is that like Bing, Dutch?
If the packaging has ounces, and then you can convert ounces into grams, then you could probably figure it out.
Red meat's a little bit easier because like an 8-ounce steak, you know, and they tell you 24 ounces a week, so you do your math yourself. I'd rather save it all up and have one big fucking ribeye, though, once a week, a big 20-ounce ribeye. Fucking
500 grams is 17.7 ounces.
Yeah, there you go. I was pretty close.
Which is just over a pound. So if you eat more than a pound of bacon a week, you're eating too much.
No, I don't eat
a pound.
A pound
is what, 16?
16
ounces is a pound,
Okay.
Yeah, no, you like two or three slices on a fucking pound.
But Jesus. Yes,
I mean, don't get me wrong. It sounds delicious. I can eat a pound of bacon. I'm not saying like, oh my God, I can't.
A pound of bacon.
Anyone can eat a fucking pound of bacon. It's goddamn fucking delicious.
That's heaven is what that is.
It's a pound of delicious in my mouth.
Oh God, it's so good.
But the point they're trying to make is the processing and the cured meat, because they even said lunch meats. And yeah, they put red meat on that list, but I bet you it's probably because of all the hormones that they're pumping cows into have, because they said that grass-fed was better.
Yeah.
So I think it's more so concerning of just like what you're putting into the meat more so than the meat
itself. I don't care what they put into it. They put in love and delicious into
The worst part about this, Dutch, and I said it the other day online, but I'll say it to you now. The worst part about this, in my opinion, not the cancer, not any of that, is that now you have to hear every vegan bring this up without you asking them every time you meet them. This is going to be the new thing. They're going to say, you know, that causes cancer. Like, fuck you.
Good, it's
care.
Delicious.
Yeah,
fuck yourself. I have to say, vegans are probably the most hateable group I can think of. Like, they're above ISIS, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're just...
Vegans?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrorists.
They,
They're the worst. I agree with you. They're the
on a level of like things that enrage me. I think they probably take the cake.
Somebody had one of a little cartoon drawing of like a whole line of urinals, like empty urinals, you know, like 10 urinals. And there's a guy standing, you know, on one of them taking a leak. And you see the guy walk up and stands right next to the guy and then goes, "Hey, I'm a vegan." That's exactly what vegans are. They tell you all the time. It's the fuck.
Like the people that say that they do CrossFit.
Yes. Yes. CrossFit and vegans are the same, cut from the same annoying cloth. Thank you, John. Exactly. You know, if you want to be a vegan, fine. You want to do CrossFit? Good for you, too. That's all great for you. Why don't you hear it?
But it's the idea of taking what it is that you do and pushing it into someone else's life, just mushing it like a noogie. Like, who are you and why are you doing this right now? I'm a vegan. Oh, it makes sense.
Like online, like someone had the vegetarian or vegan meme that's going around is like a picture of a dog and a cat, and then like a blurred line in the middle, and like a cow and a chicken. It says, "Where do we draw the line? How can we one animal and not the other?" First off, talk to China because they eat everything.
Yeah.
So, hey, dogs. Hey, man, what's wrong with eating dolphins and whales?
Fuck you, dolphin. No, I've never tried it. I would try whale. It seems like it would be okay.
Yeah.
I just seem too blubbery.
A fat whale steak? A nice, delicious whale steak? No, I mean, was it Patrice who said that the reason that we don't eat dogs and cats is that they could smile?
Right.
Like, that's what it is. That's the reason. Because they, not even they could smile, because they look like they could smile.
Well, he also said that, like, things that blink, you don't really, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like fish, like, they don't blink. Like, fuck a fish.
They also can wag their tails to show us that they're happy.
Now again, I could deal with, we're talking vegans. I could deal with vegetarians more than vegans, in my opinion.
Yeah, because vegetarians admit that eating an egg.
Well, I'll eat cheese and I'll eat egg. It's like, all right.
And milk.
Well, they're mainly doing it for health reasons.
Right.
Vegans, it seems like they're doing it for a moral reason. Like, oh, I won't even like do anything that's an animal product.
I'm doing my part. Shoving a morality thing into it is
what makes it annoying.
Sean and I's old manager at Burger King was
John, that asshole,
John Cooney. Was a vegetarian.
John Cooney Mellencamp?
Was a vegetarian, but he used to be a vegan. He had like a picture of a guy walking with a cow, but he was a fucking store manager of a Burger King. How do you wrap your fucking head around that?
And he had tattoos, so don't give me the fucking my body is my temple bullshit.
Yeah.
Niggas gotta eat.
Oh,
she's right.
He used to put
it was disgusting. Smelled
in huge cups and cover them in cheese and then just microwave them in the middle of the lunch rush. And I'd be like, "I'm trying to make burgers here, you fucking asshole." Well, you have two microwaves. I can use one of them. No, you can't.
The worst part was how much it smelled.
Oh, it's and then his farts.
Oh,
his
God. Farts were the worst. The worst. The worst fucking
like
farts.
Asparagus?
No.
I don't think he said that right.
Worse than that. It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
I'm still getting more stuff about people at sex. One, I got to read because it's funny. Someone had sex at a religion section of a Borders bookstore.
Nice.
That's pretty fucking
funny. I just wanted to be closer to God.
How do you get away fucking at a Borders? All right, sorry. I know.
Nobody goes in there.
Good point.
Empty fucking warehouse of books.
Good point.
Yeah, everyone's at Barnes & Noble now.
Blockbuster of books.
Right.
We walked into, what was it a Borders?
Barnes & Noble. I think Borders closed, didn't
it? Yeah, you're right. Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is actually just a toy store that happens to have a couple books now. It's really,
really?
Yeah. They have like Legos and Minecraft toys and
T-shirts
figurines
and calendars and masks.
It's not
don't
really.
They still have like Starbucks inside some of them.
Or basically turning into Urban Outfitters.
Right. Yeah, basically. Yeah. But, and then there's the pescatarians, which are like, well, I'll eat fish because come on, they're fish.
Yeah, like I said, vegetarians or pescatarians or any of those Italian idiots, like that's not as obnoxious because they're doing it for health reasons. It's the morality reason of not killing living things is what is annoying about vegans. I think we can all agree on that one. We all hate vegans, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I don't want to hear it. I mean, I don't even hate vegans. No, I hate if I don't mind a vegan until they fucking get up on your face about being a vegan.
And most vegans do.
If they tell you that they're a vegan, they're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move to a haunted house story. It's from a Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Ooh. The ones here?
I saw this. This is great.
Yeah, let's play it here. Come on.
Mark,
Hold on. There's a Spanish ad that is coming up for. You know what the worst
That's
part
That's racist.
Of,
you
know I used to be Yana Colleges in Cuba.
And now I sell cars here
now
in America.
Now I sell cars in America.
The
CD Odyssey.
How many times have you guys watched that video?
So many.
Thousands.
So many.
This morning, a visitor to Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights could face some criminal charges. Police say he kicked one of these scare actors in the face. The Orlando
Sentinel. In the face!
That's just amazing. Was like the scare actor on his knees, or
I don't.
Did the guy just like roundhoused him?
I don't know why it is like when everybody uses either the word punch and face or kick and face in the same sentence is always funny to me. Go ahead. Please play that again.
It could face some criminal charges. Police say he kicked one of these scare actors in the face. The Orlando Sentinel reports that it happened on Saturday night at one of their haunted houses.
He kicked him in a penis.
Scare actors, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to hit me so bad right now.
Happened on Saturday night at one of their haunted houses. Police say the actor was treated for a bruised face.
Like, just one gigantic bruise of his face.
Yeah, but what about his ego?
That's the worst. God.
Treated for a bruised face. The visitor was escorted out of the park. The Orlando Police Department says it plans to ask the state attorney's office to file a battery charge against that guest.
Okay, no, you shouldn't file a battery charge against that guest.
Well, because
yeah,
here's
it wasn't
what happened.
Alkaline.
If you're that good at your job being a scare actor that someone reacts not only punching or swinging or pushing, they have to kick you in the face. Like, give that guy a raise.
Now, okay, this is what pisses me off. This guy could go fuck himself because I went a couple years ago with my little sister to the Horror Nights thing. The same exact one where this guy got kicked in the face and this guy was running around. I've said the story before, but this guy was running around with, you know, the chainsaws where they take the chain off, but they still turn them on. So he was running around and he ran right into my sister with the metal part of the chainsaw on her stomach. She had a black and blue, dude. Like, it was huge. And I was like, I went to guest services and I was like, we want our money back. This fucking guy, I wasn't going to press charges, whatever. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm like, this guy ran up and gave her a boost. The guy goes, sorry, we have a policy. We don't give money back. I raised my sister's shirt and I said, you don't give money back? Do you want a real fucking problem? The guy goes, here's your refund, sir. He gave me the money back because I guess I didn't want any issues. But look, if you're going to be a scare actor, the thing is there's also the part of instinct, you know, where you don't mean to, but you get freaked out. And like you said, Dutch, a couple weeks ago, your friend that punched a guy because he just got freaked out in a haunted house.
Right. It's a fight or flight kind of thing. A lot of people have that fight instinct. And the first thing they do, I mean, just look up any scare black people videos on YouTube. And the first thing they do is not they do, but like a lot of them do from these videos is to swing. My younger brother's like that.
Yeah, but it's a punch. A punch is a lot quicker reaction than like a kick.
So you think this guy was just deliberately wanted to kick somebody in the face and knew he had the whole, oh, well, I was scared.
When I hear someone says someone got kicked in the face, I immediately revert to Jean-Claude Van Damme's finishing move. Where
yeah.
He just kicks the guy in the face and their feet lift off the ground.
Yeah, I don't like have that. An instinct to kick someone in the face when I'm scared.
Hadouken!
My instinct is to flail my arms.
Three workers.
What good is that going to do?
I like kicking.
Three workers decided to quit their jobs there that they posted. They posted it on a Facebook group that they were going to quit their job there. Okay. Number one, you're not workers. What you are is.
Yeah, you're volunteer.
Anyone. No, they get paid.
They
get paid. But
paid.
Well, the people that work there are drama school dropouts.
Drama school dropout.
And they go and they do that seasonal shit where now I'm going to be a scare thing.
Dude, so, I would so do that. Depending on what the pay is.
Yeah, it's totally worth it
for
to do
a couple
that.
Hours and you know every weekend for 1 month.
And as good as the makeup is at these other places, Universal's the makeup they do over there is really good. I mean, it's actually a couple years ago their Walking Dead haunted house was really good.
Yeah,
that was they had all the sets and stuff. It was actually
they always base
well
it
done.
Off of like whatever season's hot at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing, though, like with the guy who kicked the dude, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I told this story last night on Dutch and Royce. Download it if you want to, morelikeradio.com. But I was talking about, like, we were going through and I went with my three brothers and their girlfriends and my girlfriend, obviously. And we were going through the whole thing. Like, I kind of have more of the fight mentality. Like, right. So when I got scared really bad twice through the entire thing. It was just more of a surprise than was actually that I was terrified. But my first instant, my fist clenched up both times. I didn't actually act on it. But that was my first thing. But certain people who may not have that level of self-control
shouldn't be in haunted houses.
Somebody seems like that.
I wonder if they call
that's an extreme.
I wonder,
that's really extreme.
I wonder if they called the worker a wambulance because, I mean, I wouldn't.
Ew.
No, I wouldn't fucking. I mean, just fucking deal with it. Like, don't be a bitch.
Deal with a kick in the face?
Yes. Be a man.
No. The only way I can see that it was a kick in the face would be if it was a corpse that's in the ground and he's in like a ditch. And then he just comes up and tries to grab your feet.
You know, probably might be a better scenario, John. Now I'm thinking about it because I'm assuming the rest of you guys probably imagine from a standstill position and it was like a kick upwards, like a Bruce Lee move. That probably is more likely what happened.
Yeah.
That he was on the ground and just like you kind of flinch and might, you know, put your hands out to say, you know, get away. Like he might've put his foot out to push him away.
Yeah, just kick. Well, that initial, let's strike.
Even so, if
first thing.
Let's say if that was the case, the guy just getting a bruise on his face. I mean, think about like the force from a kick to someone that's on the ground. Like he's lucky he didn't get like whiplash or something.
True. Hammy posted a picture here in the chat room.
I saw these earlier this week.
The I'm not a costume.
It's a picture of an Asian woman, looks like a college student, has to be a college student, and she's holding a picture of a geisha. And a shansa?
Is she implying that I'm not allowed to dress up as a geisha because I would be making fun of this Asian lady?
Well, yes. I mean, for the listening audience, the podcasters, like, there's a thing that says, I am not a costume across the center
and
of it.
And she's holding a picture.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm not going to dress up like you with your denim jacket and your circular yellow scarf.
I think she was referring to the picture that she's holding.
No, but that's the point she's making. By holding up a picture of a Japanese geisha girl, she's saying, don't dress up like Asians and assume that Asians all dress like this.
Well, then there's the joke ones, which I'm not okay with this. And it's a bear holding a picture of a big hairy gay guy saying, I'm not okay with this.
I feel like we talked about this.
Yes, we did.
We did a whole mess of them.
We did.
I don't remember. All these things blur together. But
I
anyway.
Was gonna say, for a second there, I thought,
guess what?
Did we talk about this off the air or on the air?
This is perfect because this leads into our next story. Teacher actually wears blackface for his Kanye West Halloween costume.
Well, here we go. Hold on. What's the line here, though? Because
he's
dressing like a celebrity.
There's the picture. If you want to see it.
Is that his wife's? Who's the girl?
She's got an ass on her, man.
That's fake.
She's being
Kardashian. She's being Kim.
She's still hot. Heath Morrow wasn't going to let little things like race and the concept of cultural appropriation stop him from going all. Fuck you! God.
Just read it.
Sorry, I'm trying, man. Cultural appropriation stop him from going all out in his Kanye West costume for Halloween. The Alabama Elementary. Let me read it like they said it. Alabama Elementary school teacher joined the terrible ranks of Julian Hill, Ted Darcy, Claudia Schiffer, and any drama club student
in all-white high school that she's naming,
whose teachers thought performing the Wiz would be a good idea when he decided a gold chain, red hat, and shutter shades and literal Kanye for Press 2020 sign weren't enough to indicate he was in fact Kanye West for Halloween. Hold on, pause.
Here's the point. For him to go out of his way to be like, look, I'm Kanye. That's who I'm being. I'm being someone who's very popular in the culture these days. I'm Kanye. It's almost like he was trying to make sure nobody mistook what he was doing for blackface.
And the Wayans brothers could make white girls, and that's fine.
Yeah,
what the hell?
I would really love to get to a point where we stop calling somebody that paints their skin blackface. Because blackface is a specific type where you do the circular, and it's not brown, because he did brown makeup. where it's
minstrel
literal black colored face paint, circular, so where you still see the edges of your white
of
skin
the face, and you can tell,
and there's a white outline
it.
And the red lips. That is black face. He did brown,
a costume,
brown makeup to turn his skin color to brown to be a Kanye character
and
for Halloween.
How long do you think it's going to be before a white person's wearing a black man's mask? Like, just say it was a mask before they start calling that blackface.
Another Halloween, another awful white person thinking he or she can pull off blackface. According to Ross Story, his wife, who's beside him, was super hot in the picture, dressed because Kim Kardashian shared the picture on
Reddit.
Do you
think John can pull off a Tyrannosaurus Rex? Because that's what he's being for Halloween.
He could probably pull it off. I mean, he's not a reptile or cold-blooded.
How do you know?
I mean, he might be able to pull it off.
I mean, I'm going as Jesus. Is that offensive?
Who's the author of this story, Royce?
You're also not Jewish.
It's Elite Daily, and the author is... Elite Daily is one of those left-wing bullshit. It's a white person.
Of course.
Named Eaton Levine.
That's not his real name.
I'll tell you right now.
This is the author. Here you go.
I know quite a few black people...
Who wouldn't care.
A good chunk of them are
what
I'm related to.
What a fucking cocksucker.
Here's Eaton's Levine's, if you want
who
his...
Who would not care about this. They would
by
never
the way,
give a shit about this. It's only liberal white people are the only ones who actually...
And by the way, his Twitter handle is Eaton...
Oh, please post in the chat room. I just want to, you know, because we can have some support from our listeners.
Yeah, and also, by the way, his not his handle, but his name, you know how you can make your name different, is The Levine Machine.
Ew.
Oh, okay, there
we
go.
That's a nice yarmulke that
here
he's
we
got
go. I'm gonna,
it really
I'm gonna,
looks
I'm
like
gonna
he's a pedophile.
To Levine.
It's the to me more than anything else, it's a double standard. Like, have you asked black people if this bothers them, or you're already immediately outraged for them?
Which, by the way, is more racist
it
than
is.
The thing he's talking about. Thinking that they can't be the ones to write about something themselves.
The poor man even made sure that his girlfriend and or wife was Kim Kardashian.
I have more followers than this fuck.
To thoroughly drive the point home that he is being Kanye West.
And Brent posted this in the chat room. Ontario High School. A high school student in Ontario was told he couldn't.
So do I.
Was told he could not wear his Halloween costume to school because it allegedly culturally appropriates his own culture. Joshua Surinick, a ninth grade student in St. Thomas Aquinas Secondary School.
Oh, I know St. Thomas. That's in South Florida,
no,
right?
No, this is Ontario.
Yeah. Oh, Ontario? Never mind.
Aw.
Planned to dress up as part of a mariachi band with his friends. The school, however, stated the Colombian student's costume is very offensive and will not be allowed because culture is not a costume.
Culture has lots of costumes.
There's completely plenty of them. I don't understand what he's talking about. Let me see. Here's the picture.
Every culture has some sort of traditional garb that could be taken as a costume.
That's the kid's costume, which is mariachi band with a poncho and a guitar, a rock band guitar. Sarnik told MRCTV the students were instructed to tweet their prospective Halloween costume at the school's official Twitter page to make sure their costumes would be approved. When Schwartek asked if he would be allowed to wear the costume mariachi, member of the school said, very offensive. The costume will not be approved. It is very offensive. Please let your friends know. Remember, no mask, no full face paint. Dress code, no weapons. Cannot be culturally offensive. Dress up is a $2 donation. When Sarnik pressed for explanation for his costume was deemed inappropriate, he claimed mariachi is part of Colombian culture. It is.
You know, at some point, they're also going to start writing out the word trick or trick or treat, so you can only have treats. No tricks. Just treats.
He said, although Sarnik wanted to dress up as part... he said, although mariachi didn't begin in Colombia, it has been a huge part of their culture. Every year, my grandfather still has a mariachi band to play for his birthday because he has such fond memories of them when he was in Bogota.
Yeah, but what he's doing is offensive.
Although he wanted to dress up as part of it, deemed his old culture, the school stated the reason for rejecting his costume was still because culture is not a costume. Fuck you.
I hate everything.
Fuck you.
I'm so angered by that statement that other things that did not affect my life, I'm now angry at them.
Wait, is this a different person or is this the same guy?
This is a different story. I started reading a new story in Ontario.
Sorry.
We're still talking
I'm tweeting this guy right now. So.
We're still talking about Sombrero Kid.
It says, Hammy's got a good point in the chat. Political correctness has ruined Halloween. No, I mean...
Like, do we all just have to dress like dead people so that no one gets offended?
As long as it's a white dead person.
Oh, you're right. Or if you're a black person, then stay as a dead black person.
No, I mean, I guess I want to know, do you guys think, honestly, if it was a black guy who did whiteface and dressed up as Donald Trump, do you think that they would care this much? That the Levine machine would care?
No.
Here's what they would say is that, like, well, you know, there hasn't been a history of black, you know, of whiteface in this culture, and you have been the top race in this country for a long time. That would be the argument against what you're saying.
But that's like telling the Patriots that you can't play that hard because you guys win all the time.
Well, because they cheat all the time.
Okay, well, same thing.
And bang supermodels.
Right, who kind of look like dudes.
She does.
Listen, mm-hmm. the only things
okay,
that people...
I'm glad you said that.
She doesn't look like a dude.
It's from South Park.
A little bit. It's the jaw, right?
It's what Cartman said about Tom Brady's wife.
It's from South Park.
Giselle is a gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
I'm not saying she's not, and yeah, I would fuck her. But I think I would fuck her because she kind of is androgynous and kind of reminds me of a train.
And we are Bailey J fans. Maybe that's what you like, Michelle. Yep.
Love me some Bailey J.
This show loves. We've gone on record.
But then again, at the same time, she does have a few manly. Have you seen the size of her hands?
She has quarterback hands.
Oh, they're hot.
All right. We can move on. I'm not going to bitch about it. I mean, you know, it's just.
Think about the aggressive handies.
But I'm Cuban. Obviously. Boo. Boo me.
Mark boo. Cuban. Boo Cuban. Boo Cuban.
Boo.
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 Boo. Boo.
Boo. Boo. Wendy. Boo. Wendy Testaburger. Boo. Boo. Wendy. Boo. Boo. Wendy. Liar. Boo. Wendy. Liar.
I'm Cuban. And what if I wanted to dress up like fucking Pitbull on a raft? Am I allowed?
An actual Pitbull?
As long as you don't do it in,
no, the rapper.
In brown face.
But no, my normal, I'm already Pitbull shape.
By the way, I have a question. Because you're a dirty Hispanic.
Yes.
Who gets to claim the color brown? Is it Indians or Hispanics?
Are we talking about push starts or pull starts?
Ooh. Push starts.
I don't know. I mean, no one could really claim. That's the thing. That's the ridiculousness. Like,
because like Russell Peters talks about being brown in his act all the time. And it seems like, OK, Indians are doing it. But at the same time, you see other comedians are, you know, who are Hispanic, claiming the brown. Are you guys like in a weird fight between, because obviously, you know, I'm part of the good race. I'm white. So
right.
You guys are like in this weird dog fight for who gets to be brown.
Yeah. Like you never really see people get on Hispanics. Like if it was a Hispanic guy that did blackface, I guarantee you they wouldn't go as hard on him.
They wouldn't care at all.
But my point is, for a country that especially the social justice warriors and all these assholes, all they want to talk about is, well, you know, we shouldn't judge people on color and everyone should be the same. You motherfuckers are the one judging people on colors. You're the one saying that white people can't do this and this color can't do that.
You didn't answer my question, dummy.
Well, no, there's
who
no.
Who is brown? Is it Hispanics or Indians?
Both.
But you can't know.
Yes, I just did.
No, nope, you got to pick.
We're both brown.
Either you had. OK, so are you guys going to split the brown? One of you has to be like coffee and the other one has to be mocha, or I don't know. You guys figure out. You fight amongst yourselves. But how can two people or two types of people, just because your shade is somewhat similar, you're on opposite sides of the world?
Well, Roy Black has a good point. Native Americans are red. Dot Indians are brown.
Right.
Well, it depends on if you're trying to be complimentary or racist.
But here's the problem. Dutch.
No, don't interrupt me.
Even the Patrice O'Neill had a bit about like the fact that, like, you know, there's certain people, you got to pick a color to be in the race game. Now, Indians picked red. Asians have yellow. White people have white. And obviously anybody from Africa has black. You, the Hispanic and Indian population are in this weird crossroad where they're both trying to claim brown.
Well, Dutch, here's my point is this. Like Cubans, if you look at Cuba and there's Cubans that are my skin color, then there's Cubans that are dark as Africans.
Right.
And so how can you pick a color when you already have one nationality that has all, really the whole spectrum? Yes, Marie.
What I was trying to say was it depends on if you're trying to be racist or complimentary, because when you're complimentary, there are way more words to describe skin color. As you said, mocha, cinnamon, or or olive. Like, I'm Middle Eastern.
You're white. That's the thing, though.
Middle Eastern and Greece and Italy, we are called the olive complexion.
Yeah, look, I'm not talking about that so much as like actually claiming a color for your race. Like there's obviously tons of different races, but a lot of them are lumped into the same race color. Kind of like all of Europe is white. Majority of America and Canada is white. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I understand what you're saying. And you have a good point. I mean, really, there is no answer, though. It's the Indians claim brown, and so, or well, they,
so
don't,
do the Hispanics.
They don't claim it themselves, obviously. It's actually on other races. We're the ones that aren't deciding. We're not being consistent.
No. Like I said, Russell Peters is very much like pro talking about, I'm brown. This is brown. This is what brown people do.
Well, I don't think Russell Peters.
He's also Indian. He does it as well.
I don't think a few people can lay claim to an entire, like, we all have to come to a consensus. If enough people agree, then that's what it's going
to
be.
What do you mean a few people? One person was able to get the term African-American popularized, and that was Oprah. You should just be black before she came around. I don't know if you guys remember that. Oprah with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, we're not allowed to say black anymore.
You're right, Joel.
Fully acceptable up until the 80s. Now all of a sudden, Dutch, it's fucking African American.
You are a genius. We need to ask Oprah.
What? Oh, you're right. What color are the Indians and what color are the Hispanics?
Listen, Oprah, this is a life or death situation. People are losing lives because we cannot agree as a society which one is brown, and then we have to come up with a color
you
for the other
color.
One.
You get a color. You don't because you're Asian, but you also get a color.
Roy Black says Armenians are legally white.
Yes, I have to check white, but I usually check other because I don't want to be white.
Oh, you're that person?
Yes.
Ew.
You think it helps out with like a job? Like, oh, no, no.
That's why I do it. That's why I do it. Ever since I had started doing SATs all throughout college, I fucking picked other.
It makes sense. I mean, Marie has a job. Royce does not. He clicks
right.
Hispanic. She clicks
other. That'll do it.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
well, here's the thing, though. It says other. It doesn't say white. It says Caucasian. Like, that's the difference.
Exactly.
I'm just talking about if we're just breaking down just the
I'm sorry.
Racial
look
line
at the,
of
the, look at the last group. Name Sarkeesian and say if that sounds Caucasian to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but Armenians aren't the descendants of a Caucasian group.
I know that. But
no, I know you know that. He doesn't.
Well, that's the whole point. That's we've been talking about this for the last half hour.
So anyways, like I said... Like I said, Dutch, you're a genius. We're going to call up Oprah, and we're going to make Oprah decide.
Mm-hmm. All right, last real quick before we end the show. Pastor sells holy pens that make students pass exams without studying. Claims the more you pay, the more you pass.
What?
A local prophet is raising more questions that answer than answers.
Multiple choice questions.
Local prophet's making a profit.
Oh!
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 There you go.
Then answers after selling ballpoint pens to congregants during his church service on Sunday, claiming that they are anointed. Prophet Sham Hugui of House of Grace International Church, who operates in Machapisa Shopping Center, distributed...
Massapequa?
Massapequa.
It's not Massapequa.
No?
That's here. It's all...
Massapequa.
Here you go. There. The pens, which cost at least 15 cents...
Oh, I should get one.
...were being sold for different amounts, ranging between $1 to $20, depending on what you can afford.
$20?
Hold on. One had more of the Lord in it, and the other one didn't?
Prophet Champ said that those...
fucking asshole.
...that those who are sitting for their exams only need faith and anointing to pass the pen to pass.
Well, let's be honest. If anybody were actually going to buy that, they're not smart enough to take exams, so...
Good point.
Or they're so
Dunsky anyway.
Or they're one of those like overachieving students that have been studying since the day the school started, and they're so worried that they may or may not fail that they'll do anything and then buy the pen.
It is anointed, and I declare passes when your children sit for exams. When you sit for your exams, he said, with the O level and A level examinations around the corner, the pens sold like hotcakes, and the congregations were scrambling to the pulpit to get.
Why wouldn't he just sell hotcakes? At least then you're not lying.
Do hotcakes really sell that well?
Probably.
Yeah, they do.
Everyone keeps saying how much they'd buy them.
I'm not 100% sure if I know what a hotcake is. Is it just a pancake?
Yes.
Pancake.
Okay. The pens are said to work for anyone who is sitting for a test. My son's not very bright, and I think this will help. This will help him. With knowledge he has acquired.
Oh, so it's parents?
Did you voice edit that?
No, no, this is for real.
That makes sense. It's parents buying it for their dumb kids because their parents don't know what to do.
With the knowledge he has acquired.
My kid's half a tard, so I need the word of the Lord to actually get him to pass third grade science, even though he's in 10th grade.
I've been trying to get Jezediah to study for 3 weeks.
And stop trying to fondle his sister.
And he won't be having none of it. So
he's got that boner just poking through his sweatpants all the time.
I'm going to get me some of them pens.
With the knowledge he has acquired and this pen from the man of God, I think it's going to work. One female congregant parted ways with more than $10 for a pen, as they were told the more they give, the more faith, the more their children will pass.
Because if they don't pass, then they can just come back and say, you didn't give enough.
You didn't give enough, yeah.
One of the congregants testified he scored 14 points at an A level last year after using the pen.
14 out of what? Because 14 out of 20 is not bad, but 14 out of 100, the person's retarded.
Prophet Sam went on to perform a number of miracles before thousands of worshipers who attended the service. A number of people gave testament to deliverance after getting prayers and anointing water from a man of God.
Sounds legit.
Just the snake oil salesmen that are now using religion these days. It really is shocking that I'm sure you probably saw it the last week tonight on John Oliver. I think did we play it on the show?
Which one?
The last week tonight, John Oliver, about the televangelists that do the whole getting their money scam thing.
And we've
made
done
his own church and everything.
We did those segments.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's 9 o'clock,
I don't know if
we're
talking about that one specifically. But yeah, it's the same type of thing.
Yeah. All right, guys, time to wrap up. Coming up after this at 9:30-ish, we're going to be doing the Fargo wrap-up for...
Oh, fuck me.
Yay!
For this this recent episode of Fargo.
You're going to have Rami on?
I don't know. I think he's at a party, actually. Or not at a party, at some event. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow for the Cousin Joe Show from 7 to 10. Friday for High Society Radio.
I can't.
Saturday and Sunday.
You can't do it.
Saturday and Sunday. Make sure you check out Halls and Roshak and The Sully Show. And everything else on morelikeradio.com. Anything else we need to plug, guys?
Hey, when are we allowed to talk about that thing with the thing with on the, that big network?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet?
Okay. I'll say it when we're ready. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're out of here.